producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. Sorry, was wetting my whistle before the music came on. Sorry about that. How's it going? All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we got some pretty good news yesterday on former President Jimmy Carter. This story, you know, no matter where you stand politically, okay, you have to admit is a feel-good story because melanoma, which is the cancer President Carter has been fighting, scares the living daylights out of us. We are freaked out about melanoma because one of the worst things anybody wants to be told is they have a stage 4 cancer that has a very, very poor prognosis. Well, Jimmy Carter in church yesterday, they said Sunday school yesterday. Sunday school, I remember teaching Sunday school. I don't know if he was teaching or if he was in Sunday school. I'm not sure what, but it looked like it was, to me, in church. It looked like he was, you know, talking to a congregation. Said that his doctor said that his latest MRI did not reveal any signs of the original cancer spots, nor any new ones. So headlines have been all over now. The United States saying President Carter is quote-unquote cancer-free. I never like seeing that term being used, so I wrote an article for Epic Times, and I put it in quotes, because that always just makes me nervous, you know, saying somebody is cancer-free. We have cells, you know, very frequently that kind of turn cancerous, and then our immune system knocks it out of the ballpark, and I just don't want to, you know, I just don't want to give anything a jinx. I know doctors usually don't think like that, but I do. I'm like, oh, no, don't jinx it. Don't jinx it. Does everybody say right now they can't find anything new? Whew. And remember, this is melanoma. He's only been treated for 4 months. But wow. Wow. So they're saying what, the MRI lesions are gone? Jimmy Carter is 91 years old. So what we in the medical community say is his cancer is in remission. Okay? And he is going to continue to still receive treatments. Apparently, he's on this drug called pembrolizumab or Keytruda. And I guess he receives these treatments every 3 weeks. It's as part of a new class of drugs that fights cancer by boosting your immune system. Now, it's expensive. It costs $150,000 a year. And it's one of 8 new melanoma drugs that has been approved since 2011, according to Timothy Turnham, Executive Director of Melanoma Research Foundation. Now, what happened is, remember back in the summer, he had a spot on his liver. So he went in to remove this benign tumor in his liver, and they found out that he had melanoma. And he had 4 spots of melanoma that went to the brain, which means he had metastatic disease. Now, I'm not sure whatever happened to the tumor on the liver, but we're assuming that he had metastatic melanoma, went to the liver, went to the brain. And it is one of the deadliest forms of skin cancer. And once melanoma goes to the brain, the prognosis is obviously, it's already a stage 4 in terms of staging of the cancer, you know, where we stage it depending on how far it's spread. And then we really, really worry about the prognosis. And then throw that on top of everything else, he's 91 years old. You know, so we didn't know how well he was going to do. And that was, you know, it was concerning. Now, they also did some high-intensity radiation to the parts, okay, of where the melanoma was. So you radiate. And in the past, we did chemotherapy. Now, chemotherapy, very effective form of cancer therapy, but unfortunately, it kills healthy cells. Immune therapies that are now one of the biggest classes of these medications are more specific, and they help your own immune system fight the cancer. 1998, the FDA approved Herceptin for breast cancer. It was a new breed of quote-unquote targeted therapies designed to kill cancer cells rather than like chemotherapy, which basically kills the cancer cells that grow rapidly, but it kills a lot of the cells. You know, linings of the gut, cells that produce your hair, you get nausea, you get vomiting, you don't feel good. So after Herceptin in 2001, the FDA approved Gleevec. Gleevec was amazing. We use this for CML, which is chronic myeloid leukemia. And scientists were able to, you know, design these cancer-specific drugs because they figured out the genes that were driving cancer. However, how they work is they basically block parts of the cancer cells that promote drugs and tell the tumor cells to grow and keep growing. They don't kill the cancer cells directly. So what they do is they rev up the immune system. And the immune system, you know, could be weak already, right, because of, you know, previous treatment, et cetera, or maybe it's a person that just isn't as healthy as can be. You know, many people that get cancer are already on immunodeficient, you know, drugs or having those types of conditions, you know, that unfortunately don't allow us doctors to already have, you know, an army, you know, troops of immune cells to use. But these things seem to be working, and they find it very interesting that they may actually work better in older individuals such as Jimmy Carter, who's 91 years old. So these immune systems sort of, depending on the protein they hit, allow these cancer cells to be unmasked. So they hide, you know, cancer cells hide, okay, and they figure out a way to hide, so your immune system doesn't fight them. Immune therapies cause them to unmask. Then we are able to, with our body, figure out, wait a second, that's a cancer cell over there. We're going to knock that out of the ballpark. And it's amazing. Not to mention, you know, these drugs can kind of pass the blood-brain barrier. That's a membrane that protects the brain from bacteria infections, but a lot of drugs can't get to the brain to shrink brain tumors. This did. This drug, this Keytruda, was able to shrink his brain tumors. Now, again, there's still side effects with everything. They say, you know, and I mean, nothing's perfect. And of course, Jimmy Carter isn't completely cured. But wow, wow, wow. And this is what we need to do. Now, the FDA has approved, I think, more drugs to treat like multiple myeloma, which is cancer of the bone marrow. And so we have, you know, more stuff in the works. But way to go. And I got to thank the pharmaceutical companies out there for coming up with this. Okay? All right, somebody had to research it and spend the money. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so last night was the first night of Hanukkah. It was good. It was good. It just, oh my gosh. My stomach is just completely, I feel like a brick. And I feel like I'm walking around with a brick in it because, you know, we had our latkes, our potato pancakes, which are probably one of the most delicious, delicious things. You know, a lot of you guys go, you know, what is Jewish food? Right, is it just matzo balls? No. It's not just matzo balls. We get credit for a lot of stuff. We get credit for a lot more than just matzo balls. We get credit for matzah. Yeah, matzah I can't stand. That's not something I'm really, really proud of. Okay, please don't put that on the list. But one of the things we get credit for are your little potato pancakes, your latkes. Get some potato. You kind of grind them up and shred them up to lots of little baby pieces. Kind of add like some salt and some egg and some onion. You mix it up. And then you put it in some olive oil. And then you fry these little tiny baby pancakes that look like they feel like hockey pucks. Okay? And then you eat them. And you don't eat one, you eat two, and then you eat three, and then you eat four. And then you try to stick as many on your fork at one time. I think my record is 5 potato pancakes at once. And then you stick it all in your mouth. And then by the time you're done, you gain 10 pounds. And then you light the menorah because it's a festival of lights. Of course, the kids always argue. You know, you're supposed to light the menorah from, you put the candles right to left, but you light them left to right. It's very, very confusing. Just like when I'm learning Hebrew, you know, and you got to read it from right to left. That's just the way it is. It's like driving in Europe. Everything just is different, okay? You just got to get used to it. So, of course, the kids are arguing where the candle's supposed to go. They're almost lighting the place on fire. Meanwhile, I have this big, huge menorah in the house with, you know, there's really not a lot of Hanukkah decorations around where I live, so I buy Christmas decorations and Hanukkah-ize them. So I have a blue and a silver tree skirt for my menorah. And then I have all the presents. The problem is the cat likes to pee-pee up on it, so I had to, you know, run to, obviously, PetSmart to, you know, do the spray so the cat doesn't want to pee-pee up the presents. And then it was time for the presents. So here's my kids. Okay, and I mean, they've been, you know, they're now teenagers. One's almost 16. The other just turned 13. And I got them toys and stuff. I mean, I don't have the money to buy them big new Xbox sets or anything like that because they already have an Xbox. Why am I buying them another Xbox? I need a new iPhone, Mom. You shouldn't even have the first iPhone. How the hell did you get an iPhone? So they opened up their first night, and what I got them was I also have blue stockings. Now, stockings is not a Hanukkah type of tradition, but I just love stockings, and I love what Christians do so much that I have tree skirts and stockings around my big, huge menorah. And so in the stockings, I had some real cool Star Wars. I went to Walmart, and they had these little Star Wars little replicas of, like, the Millennium Falcon or the, you guys would know some of the spaceships, you know, the fighter ships that the bad guys... Yeah, those. Oh, right, cool. And, you know, really good quality stuff. So I stuffed their stockings with some of those. I threw a bunch of candy in them. And then I did an Xbox gift certificate, like a $25 gift certificate. Now that really, with the money I spent on that really should take care of all of Hanukkah completely. But that's just one night. Now I don't know what the hell else to do for tonight. I mean, tonight I'd like to just get them some underwear because God knows they need some clean underwear. I'm sick of seeing holes and, you know,
As a man in my well, close enough to my 30s now, I have to say, I remember getting a pack of socks one year. I'm just thinking, oh, this Christmas sucks. And now, like, I get a pack of socks, I'm just like, this is the best Christmas ever.
I know. I know. If I could get a box, you know one thing that, I'm low on is, like, sanitary stuff.
Yep.
If somebody had, like, you know, some tampons, I'd be like, great, now I don't have to go to the store. Isn't it amazing how little things like that? Oh, yeah.
Especially, like, living here in Minnesota, like, wool socks aren't exactly cheap, and I'm not making, you know, hand over fist with the cashier, so it really makes the difference. And now my mom sends me one pack of socks. I'm like, that's it? That's all the socks?
Yeah.
I want more socks. I need more socks.
It's so true. Because also in the winter, for some reason, the big toe always finds it out of the sock. I really don't understand because my big toe is not any more active than my little toes.
I actually have a different problem. My middle toe, for some reason, and it's not like it's longer or, like you said, even more active, but for some reason, my middle toe keeps slipping out of, like, a hole somewhere in the sock. It will find the hole wherever the hole could be on the heel, and it will find a way to poke out. And
I know.
Also, you were saying that the tree skirt, and I just have to say, as a fellow cat owner, like, I love Christmas trees. They smell like Christmas, you know, or even like a wreath or something, but having a cat and a tree is just a really bad idea.
Yep.
I just imagine having a menorah is just like, you get extra light with it. I love the smell of candles, and the cat isn't gonna freaking climb it.
No. But this is interesting, okay? Because again, I for some reason incorporate tinsel into the whole menorah thing. And there was a blue little Christmas tree thing that I put next to the menorah. The cat knocked it over, took all the tinsel off the blue Christmas tree, and now I see piles of poo-poo with the tinsel in it. So it's a disaster right now. My cat is... Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, speaking of which, the animals, we never forget the animals. Oh, my husband, all I got my husband was, I got him like a canteen or something. I don't know. He was happy with it, so whatever. But for the
cat, we men are simple creatures.
Yeah, very simple. I don't have to spend a lot of time or money, and he's happy. Or he pretended to be happy. I never get him anything he likes. Usually I go, look, you know, if you want to go and get yourself, I don't know, whatever. You want to go on a trip, I don't care. Go. But my kids, the cats and the dog, I got one of those. Luckily, Walmart has those big stockings with all the doggy toys in them.
Oh, yeah.
So I opened that up and I was going to give one each night, but the dog just ripped through the whole thing. And then the kitty cats, I got these little mice, the little toys. Now, what really, really stinks is the big cat already stole the mice. So I was getting ready to, you know, hand everybody their gifts, and the cat was down there, the dog was down there, and the mice were gone. The cat had already taken them and hid them. So I had to find them, and then I had to open up the package because each cat gets one little mice, and then by now they're already all gone. So, you know, that's what's really nice about the holidays. Everybody. The only thing I forgot to buy for was my mom, but no big deal because I didn't invite her over. So she doesn't know. I mean, her memory's going, so maybe she's forgetting that it was Hanukkah to begin with.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You know, sometimes, you know, it's not as bad as you think. All right, so good. So that was the holidays. So now here's the thing. All right, the big problem we have now with the holidays is many of us are gaining weight. And then what's going to happen is New Year's, you're going to have to all go on diets. And I don't want that. I don't want that feeling because there's a lot of depression that happens after the holidays. This is something I do not want to see. And so I want to give you guys tips on how not to gain weight and have a brick sitting in your stomach like I do right now from eating so much crap. So WebMD gives us the top 10 holiday diet tips of all time. Yeah, they get the credit for this, okay? And they say, all right, start trimming back the trimmings. You got holiday foods, you got sauces and gravies and butter and all that, just a little bit. Okay, cut back a little bit. But here's my thing with it. It's not Christmas dinner that makes me gain all the weight, okay? Because I eat, but I don't really eat a lot of turkey or whatever, and I just like the dark meat, and usually I don't put a lot of gravy on it. What kills me is all the cookies and baskets everybody gives us this time of year. And how the hell do you not eat a cookie? Or one of my patients will make fudge, and they go, Dr. Wax, try it, like right now. And I'm like, but I've already went over my points for the day, or I've already went over, and I mean, trust me, I want fudge. But once you eat one piece, you got to eat 10. So what I suggest you do is plan on, for the rest of the month, you're just eating salad and salmon. Just plan on that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, salmon and salad. So then if somebody does bring in a cookie or a latke or a donut or whatever, you are already doing so damn good on your diet that you could sneak a taste. Another thing I do with my staff, okay, is I let the staff take the stuff home. But if they don't want to take it home because they're dieting too, I go, look, let's wrap this stuff up, put it in the freezer. Because when many of us have our periods in January and February, we're all like craving chocolate. Let's do that. And we'll label each bag January, February, March. And that's the candy and the stuff we could go into. Those, and that's another thing. Put it away. We don't like to throw stuff out, right? I don't like to throw stuff out. I got grandparents from the Depression era, although they're dead now. You know, I just hate that idea of throwing stuff out. So anyway, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it's that time of year, not only for coughs and colds, for, you know, high stress, because, you know, the family's coming, but we're achy, and my back is stiff. I think a lot of us are getting stiff. And who better to join us and help give us some empathy as well as some of the latest and the greatest than my back guru, Cindy, from Sacred Wedgie. Hey, Cindy, sweetie, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, except I've had to use my sacro wedgie all weekend myself.
I bet. You guys must be so busy this time of year. Remind everybody what sacro wedgie is.
Well, my dad created this very simple device many, many years ago. I've been doing this 25 years now. Actually, it goes a little bit longer than that, but officially 25 years. And he's a retired football coach. He's 91 now. And it's an old osteopath technique that's been around for a long time where they will just hold the sacrum with their hand. That's the center of the hips. It's the keystone of our anatomy. So he would hold his hand and lift a little bit and wait until gravity just let everything release. And it takes about 20, 25 minutes, maybe a little bit sooner. And then all of a sudden the body just lets go. So it's a way to kind of create a natural alignment, natural balance, and it's just been helping people for years, and we all use it ourselves, sciatica, knee pain, hip pain. There's so many of these symptoms, not all, of course, that are created when there's one little muscle in there somewhere that creates an imbalance. It could be something you did years ago, and all of a sudden that imbalance gets a little bit worse and a little bit worse, and then you have a symptom. Just something you can lie on. I have physical therapists, chiropractors, a lot of people that are familiar with that technique find that it's so much easier to have the sacro wedgie holding the sacrum instead of your hand.
Exactly.
And that's how it comes. I was at the drive-thru window of the bank Friday afternoon, and the radiator in my car blew up. And it blew up. The girl on the teller thing, she's going like, get out. There's smoke everywhere. I couldn't get out the driver's side. I had to bail out the passenger side, and I was not thinking of body mechanics.
Right.
Needless to say, I got a little tart going on there, but oh my goodness, what a strange situation that was.
Mine wasn't as glorified and heroic as your story. I got up from a toilet seat one day, and I guess my SI just clicked out of place. And I could pull my pajama bottoms back up, but I needed my husband to help walk me out because I couldn't abduct my hip. I couldn't move. And again, I need better back health. I'm married to a chiropractor, for crying out loud. But it's interesting, Cindy, and for those who join us, we're talking to Cindy from sacrowedgie.com. One thing about this time of year is there's a few things about this time of year. One is, okay, you have the cold. So it's cold, and so, your arthritis loves to settle in a lot more when it's cold. But two, you're not moving around as much. You're cold, and so you're just kind of, staying put, you're staying indoors. But another thing which I love to do during this time of year is kind of cuddle up on the couch, cuddle up near the fire, have my blankie, and I don't sit straight like I'm supposed to. I sit really torqued. What does sacro wedgie do, or what products do you have for those of us that are just kind of cuddling up on the couch and, not doing what we're supposed to?
Well, you can sit on a sacro wedgie too. I've been in sitting on it on the recliner as well as lying on the massage table on the floor. Like I said, I've been on it quite a bit myself, and it's finally working itself out. But this time of year, you're talking about the colds and everything. Coughing creates some back spasms sometimes. Shoveling snow, we get a lot of orders from people because this is not a normal activity, and all of a sudden you're out doing something that you're not accustomed to doing. So you can really, really pull some muscles that way. And, so you're tired. You've been out working, shoveling and everything. So whether you're cuddled up on the couch or shoveling snow, a couch potato hurts just as much as someone that's the weekend warrior. It's still just muscle imbalance. So you're just going to have to make yourself stretch out, relax, let everything ease back to place. You can throw the blanket over you while you're on the floor or on the table, or even in the bed. It's just you got to get that sacrum neutral, and my calendar says today is the first day of Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, thank you. I know, makes a good present, guys. You got, honestly, I don't know if any of you guys have Jewish friends and family like I do. They are always complaining either about their bowels or their back. So, I mean, if you guys want to, you know, get a Jewish person, and I'm Jewish, okay, so I could say this, but if you want to get a Jew something they could really, really use, okay, get them like this, like a sacred wedge. I think it's a perfect Hanukkah gift. Now, in addition, Cindy, and thank you again for, you know, being here, because I love talking about neck and back and musculoskeletal neck. I am seeing a lot of neck issues, and I don't know if it's the internet. I don't know if it's, again, just lack of people, support. I think it is, lack of people supporting themselves. What do you guys do for neck? What do you have for that?
Well, we do have and it is very important when you're lying on the sacro wedgie that you have a roll under your neck where we have a little neck support that we offer. It's a real firm foam. It's 10 inches long, 4 inches in diameter, and you want to have it real close to your shoulders and let the head drape over that roll. That's the traction for the top of the spine. So it's like we've created a natural dual traction with the top of the spine with the roll and the bottom of the spine with a sacro wedgie. So you just relax. I mean, and for some people, that's the hardest thing to do is nothing. And gravity will kick in, and because my neck was bothering me, too, from my leaping out of the car. So, yeah, it was an issue. The right side of my neck and then the left side of my back from, you know, climbing over, getting out, and I was really feeling it. So I, you know, that's what I've been doing is just laying there relaxing. And you'll see in the instruction manual and the little video that we have, and that's one thing in the new year, I'm going to be doing another YouTube video and get a couple more of those out because we keep learning as we go along. You know, you never stop learning. And I work with so many therapists and people along the way, they'll add something or we create a new move or something like that. It's important to add. You know, you never stop learning. I teach classes too, so I'm getting ready for the new year. So yeah, balance is a great way to start the new year. I'm sure you're scheduling all your programs and everything too, so I'm doing the same thing. It starts getting
and Cindy too, you know, people came back from Thanksgiving travel and they were sore, and you know, I recommended that people, why don't they use a sacro wedgie while they're on the plane. I know you need neck support, but you are able to use these, right, if you have long periods of driving or flight.
You know, I kind of use one most of the time when I'm sitting, and it's because it just creates a proper seat. All of the old-timey seats 50, 60 years ago had a slight rise in the center of the seat. An old farm tractor seat, I've seen old secretarial furniture, wooden chair, hard wooden chair with that little rise in the center of it.
Right.
So by just putting the sacro wedgie flat in the seat, it's just kind of like sitting on a small bicycle seat. You're holding the center of your body. The hips are on either side. Your posture, you can't slump with that under you because it will let you know you're slumping, that's for sure. But it holds the center. It just keeps our body balanced, and you don't drop in all of these bucket seats. Everything comes down in the center. We're not made that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bucket seat. So, yeah, you sit on it all the time.
So, Cindy, looks like we're coming up on our end. How could people get a sacro wedgie? Where can they find you?
SACROWEDGY.com or call me at 1-800-737-9295. It was great talking to you.
Always awesome. No, thanks for the advice, because this is the time of year, man, 'tis the season. All right, and I'll post on my Twitter and Facebook. Cindy, always a pleasure. Can't wait to talk to you again, honey.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen. which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there's a story that's been circulating over the past few days, how a woman who has never felt pain for the first time has done so after 39 years, and she actually, quote-unquote, enjoyed it. CNBC reports that the 39-year-old woman suffers from a rare genetic disorder and was treated with a drug called naloxone. Now, we've used naloxone for heroin overdoses and opiate overdoses in the hospital, ER. The scientists used a laser after they treated her with naloxone, and she was able to feel the burn. I know some of you guys are like, how am I supposed to be excited about this? Well, just listen to me. Meanwhile, independent UK reports that the woman, she wanted to be anonymous, enjoyed the mild, painful sensation of being heated by a laser. And it was a refreshing experience for someone who has not felt pain, like, for, I guess, since she was born. I guess people are born with this genetic mutation that prevents an ion channel in the nerves that senses pain. Babies born with blocked pain channels need certain care and attention so they don't hurt themselves, okay? Like, for example, otherwise they'll sit there and chew on their lips, or they'll chew on their toes, or, a toddler won't realize that an oven or a stove is bad for them because they won't burn themselves on it. Now, the woman was reported to have this inherited mutation in the gene that blocked the ion channel called NaV1.7. It's responsible for carrying sodium ions and allows pain signals to the brain. Similarly, they say lab mice that were genetically modified to lack the NaV1.7 gene also manifested signs of not feeling any pain. Scientists were then able to create an animal model of the human condition, which paved the way to a new treatment for chronic pain. So you see, if we could figure out why people that don't get pain, then maybe people that get pain could be treated with this that doesn't give people pain. You see? Got it? They say, John Wood of, that's what they said. They said, John Wood of University College London and his team found that both mice and people with the genetic mutation produce higher levels of the body's natural painkillers. The scientists, when they administered the naloxone to block it, like an opioid blocker, found that then the mice and the women were able to feel pain once more. Several drugs have been developed to block this NaV1.7 nerve channel, but they proved to have a weak effect. What they want to do is develop ways of treating long-term chronic pain by mimicking the effects of blocking NaV1.7. So you see, it's kind of like a double negative type of thing. All right, so what does that mean for you and I? It means we got years. Just years until somebody figures out what the heck they're going to do and what's going on. But, this chronic pain, you know, we're just talking with, you know, Cindy with Sacrowedgie. I love having her on because, you know, I talk about pharmaceuticals all the time on the show, and it's nice to have non-pharmaceutical type things out there that could possibly help you with your pain. You know, one approach I have to do with my patients is if they could find a non-pharmaceutical way to treat their pain, then they could use their pharmaceuticals less. You know, I get it. You guys with chronic pain, you need something strong, and I get that. Okay, pain, it hurts. Duh. I could never fathom what many of you guys are going through. Yes, I've had horrible migraines. Yes, I've had back pain. Yes, I've had surgery, and so I've had, you know, childbirth. It's painful, okay? I get it. Very, very painful, and you know, so I can't sit here and say, you guys need to get off your pain pills, like a lot of people in the government do, and a lot of, you know, non-medical professionals are trying to do out there, telling people, sorry, you know, you're not going to be getting your pain medicines anymore because you guys are addicts. No, you don't understand. You have people with chronic pain. yes, some of it is manifested more in their mind, but some of them have, real, truly, painful issues. And these things need to be, we need to empathize and we need to understand what patients are going through. And if you've ever been in pain, or if you ever will be in pain, trust me, you're going to want something out there that works and you're going to want something out there that you can access. But what ends up happening is the more you take it, the more you get used to it, the more it just doesn't seem to work. And so there are patients out there who have been on medications for years, and then they come new to my office, and I'm like, look, I can only write 30 pills, but they're like, that's only going to barely get me through the next couple days. And I'm like, well, your type of pain issue, you have to see a pain specialist for it. This is beyond my scope. Or if you're having that much chronic back pain, we need to have a back doctor. No, I don't want to see them, or I don't have insurance, or I can't get in with them. And they're up a creek. And I don't write 120 pain pills. I never have, and I just don't, because that's beyond my scope. Okay, I don't want somebody overdosing on them. It's just something I don't do. I perform lots of other types of medicines. I'll sew you up if you cut yourself. But I don't manage chronic medicine. So if my 30 pills isn't going to get you through a couple days, one, I'm going to freak out about your liver, because there's a lot of Tylenol attached to some of these medications. But two, I got to figure out other ways to get you off pain medicine. All right, and what are some things you could do to, spread it out? Well, if there's something that can help, where rather than taking that fifth pill, okay, you could spread them out a little bit so you only need to take four, then why not? Or if we could, what about chiropractic? I love chiropractors. I think some of the chiropractic techniques, or the osteopathic techniques that we do on spinal manipulation, can be very, very helpful. What about massage? What about physical therapy? The reason why a lot of people don't, I think it's underutilized, the physical therapy and massage and chiropractic for chronic pain, is because it costs money. I mean, and it's pretty high maintenance. You can't just go to the chiropractor once and be done. You need to commit. And you need to, on a regular basis, you need to come up with a plan. Many of you are like, all right, I got my pain medicine regimen. Just every 4 to 6 hours, I have to take my pill. Okay, well, that's high maintenance enough for a lot of people. But when you're starting to run out of your pain pills, or you're running out of the access to them, because the government is starting to tighten it up and tighten it up and tighten it up, then you're going to have to come up with a whole nother way of doing things. Maybe you need to have a sacral wedgie at work. Maybe you need to have a lumbar support. There's this cool thing that's, I guess, circulating around with the lumbar support that kind of heats and massages your lower back. Okay, that could be pretty damn cool if you're in a desk chair for most of your job. Maybe what you need to do is you need to plan out stretches and some yoga stretches and some yoga poses. All right, every hour of your job, take 5-7 minutes out to do some of these stretches. But, you are going to have to come up with a plan. Treating pain is not easy. Some people say drinking, cranberry juice helps. We're going to, in the next hour, talk about ways to, ways to distract the pain, or ways to, manage it. And again, it may not be as strong as a pain pill, but if it gets you off maybe one or two of these pills a day, it's a great start. Because listen, we're getting older, we're living longer, and we're having more and more arthritis. Okay, sometimes, some days my knees, I was sitting there helping my kid with his homework over the weekend. When I got off his bed, sitting next to his desk, I could barely walk. My knees were so stiff. Then, of course, I started to walk and it moved and it got better. But, I'm in my 40s, for crying out loud, even though don't tell anybody, tell everybody I'm in my 20s still, okay? But, if I'm already having this many issues when I'm in my 40s, what the hell's going to happen in my 50s and 60s? I'm very nervous about it. So I got to figure out ways so that I don't need later to have to take a pain pill. Because arthritis is going to set in for all of us. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Bye. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.